Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
So I'm a man of God. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? That's why I'm not reverend, I'm not pope, I'm not bishop, I'm not deacon, I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today. The reason why it's so powerless. Now see, to think that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it. Uh-uh. He ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how that spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? You're good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Boy, I hate them things, brother. I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one that is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it? You ain't what? You're the ruler of the universe. Which one? You rule everything. Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now.
Right now.
All right. Sister Lynn. You all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. And I tell you, boy, did you bring what's the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother?
Oh, listen.
Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, boop. Flew down here from New York. I don't blame him. I would too. Set up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in this close and stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, ruler of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what. Yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here. Amen. See my smiley face? You like it? We got something for you. Amen. We got something for you. We'll cast you out. Probably even sing you the Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So what we're going to do, you got that prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send and get her through some prayer of curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through it myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the Father. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know folks. You know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old ruler of the universe. Let that stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. I see him, Pastor? That's ruler of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Ruler of the universe. All right. I know.
What's amazing to me is that for 20-something years, we have literally been dealing with the devil, casting demons out of people from one end of this earth to the next. People come from all over the earth to get real, true deliverance. And when they get deliverance, they get healed of, quote-unquote, incurable diseases. Utterly amazing. But then when we get to our time where we're at here today, all of a sudden, nobody has any demons. Utterly remarkable and amazing. I greet each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, name of all coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We got Elder Rufus and his family up here, Brother Jerusalem. Brother Reynolds from Alaska is here with us, staying in the home with me. This Shabbat, it's good seeing his face again, to hug his neck. Hallelujah, always good seeing faithful brother. So Shawanda, he's in good hands. He's in good hands, all y'all up there. Glory to the King. I think what's disturbing in the day and the time and the hour we live in is how people have literally adopted a hands-off attitude against Satan's kingdom. I also want to say I thank each and every last one of you for your support of this man of Yah. It means a lot to me, and I thank you for it. I'll continue to keep striving to do the best the ability that Yah has allotted me to try to increase on that ability as best as I can. Glory to the King. Guest call-in number is 310-982-4226. Usually what we do here on Shabbat nights is we usually open up the phone line, give you an opportunity to speak with Pastor Dowd, since people have a lot of questions. This is not a time for you to give me your life story. This is not a time for you to get on here and preach and teach. If you do, I'll kindly just cut you short. It's time for you, if you have a question about something, something you want to inquire about, or a statement, you go ahead and get right on to the point. I want to let everybody know I'm doing fine. I am the way that I always am, come every preparation day before the Shabbat comes in. I am tired, and I thank y'all for the Shabbat when it gets here. Because when he says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, for 6 days I put it in, and I get it in hard. Because remember, children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents should lay up for the children. And just like the sisters mentioned the other day, whatever you do, it should be for somebody else, for the betterment of somebody else. Are you self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed? Whatever you do you just do it for your own self? I mean, think about this for a second. And are you an asset or are you a liability in the kingdom? And the kingdom work. You need to ask yourself these questions, though. Are you a hindrance or are you a blessed person to be with? That's a good question to ask. Guest calling number 310-982-4226. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, you press number 1. You enter into the caller queue, and I will call in the area code from the place you reside. If Brother Shane has your name and he knows your number by way of whatever book he may have or whatever system he has, he'll put it in here. And sometimes we may specify your name. Now let's go to Wisconsin, call number 262-262, Brother Jim. This is Pastor Dowell, you're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, Robin.
The caller queue has got to be low because I just punched number 1 about 10 seconds ago, Pastor. Glory to the King.
Glory to the King.
Thankful. I am just thankful for the Shabbat, you know, being here, and we got some peace. No excitement today, and I don't need no more excitement this week. And just thankful.
Well, thankful that nobody got hurt, and you knew what to do, but it's unfortunate. I hate that people are becoming entrepreneurs in a day and a time, the hour we're living in, but hey, it's sad. It's just the way it is.
Well, yes, sir. And, but, you know, I learned a lot of lessons from what happened yesterday, Pastor. I learned that there's a big difference between being mentally prepared and physically prepared. I learned that, you know, just because I have a basic understanding of something doesn't mean I am proficient or, you know, good at doing something. This morning, sister and I, we did a pretty detailed lessons learned about what we experienced yesterday and, you know, what we did well, what we did not so well, where we could have had a problem. And we're no experts in this area, Pastor. We've not had any real formal training. And that's, you know, one thing I guess I would say to all of this ministry. You know, you teach this to be blessed, be prepared, and then be ready to go to our A game at a moment's notice. And I didn't get to my A game in a moment's notice, but we handled the situation. We worked it through carefully and thoughtfully, but we're going to do more training now based on what I recall of what Brother Gideon had put forward that I saw, and we're going to find some more information, but we're going to be ready the next time to deal with it from a much more cohesive and coherent perspective.
All right, my brother. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And other than that, I guess the only thing I want to say is, Israel, appreciate this man of Yah that you have to feed you with knowledge and understanding. All day long, I have been thinking about the knowledge and understanding that we get on a spiritual level, on a how to take care of ourselves level from you. And Israel, don't take that for granted.
Hallelujah.
That's all I got for that.
All right, Brother Jim, I wish you a happy Shabbat, you and Sister Robin. Y'all watch the six, all right?
Yes, sir, we are.
All right, Shabbat. Let's go to Brother Jesus, way out there in the West. Call number 910-910. Brother Jesus, Pastor Dow, you're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, son?
Shabbat Shalom, my beloved pastor. I know you're doing well. I have, I think, two questions, and I just wanted to see what your input was on these questions. And by the way, Sister Justice says Shabbat Shalom as well. My first question, my pastor, is I remember a few, maybe last year, when you were doing mass deliverance, you were talking about how our soul, part of our souls, could be basically be like stuck or be placed in like an earthen vessel. And I know Wayne Worley has talked about that as well. And I was wondering if you could put, if you can give me understanding on how that works, how a vessel can carry part of our souls. And another thing I wanted to ask you is when it comes to witches doing so-called healing, I was reading in the deliverance manual, but I just wanted to see where your input on it was, which I'm sure you'll probably agree with the manual anyway, is when witches do so-called healing or witch doctors and all that stuff, when they do it, I know they do it in a satanic way, but why do the people receive healing is my question. And those are all the questions that I have. I'll hang up, Pastor, so I can hear the answer. And I just want to thank you, sir, for all the messages that you've been bringing forth. I want to tell you, Pastor, that I've been receiving a lot of healing lately because of those messages. And my body's definitely getting a lot stronger. I've been able to do things in the gym I wasn't able to do before because of my back and a bunch of other things that are wrong in my body. And I just want to thank you, sir, and I want to say I love you. Love the saints down there at Straightway. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. All right. Well, first of all, the earthen vessel thing. Y'all have got to realize that the earth is bigger than the United States of America. And many of us come from different geographical locations on this earth. And most people don't realize some of the ritualistic experiences. For instance, in Africa, there's a lot of witchcraft. Also, up in Europe, there's a hell of a lot of witchcraft with the Druids, the Celts, the Saxons, the Vikings. You could go on and on and on and on and on with all these pagan god worshipers. And there's just simply a lot of witchcraft and stuff. So a lot of times when people, if your ancestors or something like that, if they never did get it right with Yah, remember, curses run to the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. That means your grandfather, grandmother, whatever it is, you don't know what they were involved in. But you can know what they were involved in based on what you're being harassed, driven, and tempted, and tormented by. You've been seeking for deliverance for something that could possibly involve witchcraft or something. That's just one avenue that we suggest that you actually go and actually break the curse off of. Not that we're subject matter experts on those, because we're not, because we don't deal in witchcraft. We just deal in deliverance the way that Yah prescribes it and he has laid it out. That's the way we do it. to the second one. Shoot, I'm not even sure if I can remember the second one. It'll come up here in a second. Man, what was the second one? It'll pop back up later on tonight. I'll hit it again, Brother Jesus. It'll pop up in my mind. Let's go to Virginia, Brother Tommy. It's pastored out. 757. You're on the Straight with Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
I just wanted to call in and say hi. I missed last week calling and speaking with you, so just wanted to call and say hi. My daughter graduated yesterday, and that was quite eye-opening just to see how much sin is in the world. Yeah, we had the governor of Virginia was the keynote speaker there.
Really?
And of course he was being, yes sir, he was being very politically correct, so he had to throw in that it didn't matter what sexual orientation you were, what race you were, we were all God's people. So I was just amazed at you know, before coming to Straightway, I would have noticed that, but now it just sticks out like a sore thumb.
It does, so, don't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then
the thing that used to be hidden in plain sight is right before our very eyes now.
Absolutely. That is so true. That is so true. And it's true with everything. Political stuff, spiritual stuff, relationships, just it's everything's hidden right in front of us. It's so amazing. When we were leaving last night, there was this, I don't know, you seem to be a car guy, at least a machine guy, but there was a 60-something Cougar. You remember those cars?
Yes, I do.
It was a really cool-looking gray car, so me and my son went over and looked at it. And the tag, what caught me about this car is the tag was a personalized tag, and it was, I am sin. I was like, wow. So, yeah, I'm so glad that my kids, they're no longer that. Our daughter was the last one in the public school system, so she is out. And our younger two, we have four children. The youngest two are homeschooled, and I cannot be more thankful after seeing last night to be out of that system.
I understand very much.
The one thing I was watching your two videos on concubine. The first one was pretty tough, but I got through it and I was able to gain understanding from it. The second one I've got to watch several times. That one's a little over my head. So some powerful teaching, eye-opening stuff, but that's pretty interesting stuff that I have to chew on a whole lot to get that.
All right, my brother. Make sure you watch diligently, okay?
What's that?
Make sure you watch and listen diligently.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We do. So.
All right, Brother Tommy.
Appreciate you.
You too, my brother. Have a beautiful Sabbath, okay?
Yes, sir, you too.
That's just Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
That's all. I understand, man. I would be relieved, too, to get all them children out of the public food system. All right. Brother H2, second question. Brother Scott, remind me of it, okay? Witchcraft. All right, first of all, number one, there's a reason why in the Torah that it's forbidden for us to seek out certain practices. Witches, necromancers, soothsayers, it goes on and on and on and on. You know the reason why? Because it works. That's the reason why. Because it works. But you're seeking out the wrong avenue of healing. See, what you don't know is that when you go out and you acquire all these other sources, you also get a demonic spirit with you. It works, but it ain't long lasting. It ain't long lasting. And you people ought to be careful. Be very careful. All right? And matter of fact, if you're an Israelite, you don't even entertain none of this stuff anyway. But that's the reason why the Most High wants you to seek to Him and not to all these other practices. Glory to the King. Let's go to Florida, Brother Ray. Pastor Darrell, you're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Ray.
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd.
Shabbat Shalom. How you doing, Brother Ray?
I'm all right, sir. How you doing?
Oh, you know me. Wore out.
Yeah, I saw that video you made. I have a question, Pastor.
I've been
reading Proverbs. And
Proverbs what?
I'm in chapter 10. And I guess I'll start at verse 8. I'm trying to get some understanding on something. It says, the wise in heart accepts command, but one with foolish lips falls. He who walks in integrity walks safely. But he who perverts his ways becomes known.
Yeah.
He who winks with eye causes sorrow. Can you tell me what that means, sir? Verse 10?
In context of what he's talking about, going back to verse 8, a person that is wise in heart, they will receive commandments. In other words, they will receive the instruction. Now, what does that mean? How many times does the Bible warn us about those or listening to those that are in authority over us? Those who are the hoary-headed people are to show honor, rebuke not an elder, submit yourselves. I mean, just over and over again. These are commandments.
Yes,
these are people that are teaching you, but a prattin' fool will throw it behind his back and fall, kind of like Rehoboam. Instead of listening to the old people that had a lot of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to run the kingdom, he paid attention to them young fools that ain't lived no days at all in their life and stuff, and they was his advisor and counsels and got him in trouble. Then it says, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, walketh righteous, right? But he that pervert his ways shall be known. Oh, man, we got discernment. We can tell when somebody walking upright, but we can tell when somebody perverted ways. So then it goes into, he that winketh with an eye causeth sorrow, but a prattin' fool shall fall. This is talking about the deceitful and undermining person that winks with the eye. It's not saying that every person that just winks with the eye is a sorrowful person. All right, obviously, these are the deceivers, the liars, the hoodwinkers, the falsifiers of information, if you understand what I mean. That's in context, and you read it in context of what you're reading. The proverb, the people who wrote the proverb, is trying to give us a contrast between the righteous and the wicked, if you understand it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
You're at two different ends of the spectrum. There's a behavior for the righteous, and there's a behavior for the wicked. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My wife wanted me to tell you Shabbat Shalom. She loves you. Bless you and Mother Carol.
All right. Bless you, Sister Zakina. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, sir. Bless you, sir.
We're getting to the point now in days that people can't even tell the righteous and the wicked. Because they can't tell right from wrong, good from evil, bad from good. It's just sad. It really is. Go to California. 951, Brother King. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Shepherd Youth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother King.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Oh, we bless the Most High, y'all highly favored. Hey, get closer to the mic or speak up louder or something.
Oh, let me tell you, I had you on speakerphone, sorry.
Yeah, you're coming in very muffled. Speak louder. Take off the speakerphone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes, sir. I was calling to give you a little update from what we talked about last week with my job transferring. I told him it'll be around October or November. But I was just looking to get my job transferred, and when he talked to the people in Oklahoma the same day, when I go down there, I actually be getting a promotion to lead and a promotion to train. So everything is everything is going pretty good as planned.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to ask you about the next feast day. Can we crest the time off for that? If it would be okay with you if we came.
What you have to do is when we get close to the feast, first of all, the first one is trumpets, then atonement, then tabernacles. You know, if
right.
you plan on coming to the feast of tabernacles, when we get close to that time, we start telling you to call in, put your name down. You need to call in, and we'll give you directions from there.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, Pastor Al.
All right, bless you, Brother King. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you.
Let's go to Wisconsin. Call number 920. Let me say this to y'all. When y'all call into the broadcast, as well as when y'all calling into the Sisters to Sisters broadcast or the Elders broadcast, don't talk on a speakerphone because you come in muffled. And nobody can understand you. Now, the host may be able to understand you, but the people that are listening, we can't understand you. And before you call in, make sure you're in a place that you have a real good signal so we don't have to go through all this rigmarole telling you we can't hear you, can't hear you, then we have to hang up on you and go to the next caller. Make sure you got a clear signal and then ask how are you coming in so we can tell you, because there are people out there that are listening always that would just love to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Lewis. Call number 920. 920 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Stream of Judah. You're on
Pastor Dow.
Man, you ain't let me finish, man.
Can you hear me?
What are you doing?
This other phone's on. I got it. How you doing, Pastor Dow?
The other phone was on. You didn't hear me. Just got finished reprimanding everybody about all these how I do calls and everything.
Yep. I got it right now. I'm sorry, Pastor Dow.
This broadcast comes with a delay. There's about a 3 to 5 second delay, man. That's why we overstepping each other. See, it's kind of hard for us to have a good civil conversation and dialogue when we're not going to actually do things the prescribed way.
That's right, Pastor Dow. I concur.
So let's start all over again. Call number 920-920, Brother Lewis. This is Pastor Dow. You're on a Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom, shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shalom. How can I help you, Brother Lewis?
Yes, I'm just calling in basically to just say I've had a rough week. You know, it started off with my divorce on Monday, and I've just been fighting. And I've just been, you know, fighting with, bitterness and stuff. And I need, you know, I've been praying to get over that. Because I know if I continue to have bitterness. Go ahead.
What did y'all end up getting a divorce for?
Well, basically, she decided that she wanted out. You know, she had the Jezebel spirit. That's what it all is. You know, she
why
wanted
she
to
want
be... Well, her reason and what the real reason is are two different things. She tells me she didn't really have a reason. She just said that it wasn't anything that could be fixed. And the issues that we were having was basically she just wants control. You know, she didn't want me to be the head.
How long are y'all married?
We were married for about six and a half years, Pastor. You know. So she wanted out and she filed for a divorce and, you know,
She did.
She filed for the divorce.
Does she profess to be a Christian?
Yep.
First of all, Christians don't believe in the Bible. They believe in the Bible. And I'm going to tell you straight up, like, and I ain't never bite my tongue on this. If a woman leaves a man, files divorce from a man, she ain't never loved that man. Period. Point blank. Charity, suffering, long. Charity is kind. Matter of fact, let's go there for a second. Hold on, my brother. We're going to read this because I know people like ignoring what the Bible says. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Follow out the charity and desire spiritual gifts. All right? Well, that's the charity of the spiritual gifts. Man, I'll be here all night long reading this thing, man. God mercy. Charity is kind.
Lord.
And see, she don't want to be the, she wants to be the head, right?
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right, Pastor.
Is that right? And
that's
so
right.
What happened, though? I want to know what happened, the reason why she wanted to be the head, though.
Well, I think what happened is that, you know, I lost my job along the way, Pastor Dow. And, I was, yeah, and when I lost the good paying job I had, you know, I wasn't able to regain that type of work anymore. And that's, at
oh,
that
so
point,
got,
she was
so
more than
a,
me.
You
so
had
she,
a gold digger.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You had a gold digger.
Possibly.
Well, you know what? Let me say something, brother. And I'm only using. How much did she weigh, Brother Lewis?
How much did she weigh? She weighed about 180.
180.
About 170 pounds, 180, something like that.
How tall was she?
She was 5'1", 5'2".
Damn. 5'1", 5'2", and 170, 80. Jesus. Brother, thank y'all that you got a 170 pounds lighter. That's what I will be thinking. Glory, hallelujah. God, mercy. That don't make any sense. That don't make any sense. That's what you need to be doing is thinking, y'all, you got 170. Let me tell y'all something. I ain't going to bite my tongue. Listen. Being fat is an abomination. It is an abomination in the eyes and in the sight of Yah. This is one of the few ministries where you're going to hear me continue to keep saying that till the day I die. I remember when I was in Apostolic Church, you would see young women come in, nice figure, nice shape. Within 6 months, they look like earth, wind, and fire, them damn weather women, them damn mothers of the church, big old fat gluttons. Big old fat, nasty, stinky gluttons, and they all turn in. And I preached a message on putting a knife to your throat and being fat, and I'm talking about King Agag. Boy, they hated that boy. Woo-wee! But if you're going to preach, you got to preach it all. You got to preach it all.
Absolutely, Pastor.
It's an abomination. It is an abomination.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Well, just thank y'all you're 170 pounds lighter.
That's right. That's right, Pastor Dow. Yeah, you know, I'm moving on, and God has me in this place for a certain reason, you know. So I'm just moving on, and tomorrow I'm going to get baptized. Hallelujah for that. And I'm just trying to move forward and, you know, stay sin-free and try to live my life right, you know, and do what
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do that, my brother, and let me tell you something. If a woman ever leave Pastor Dow, she gonna never have a chance to come back again. I promise you that.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I hear you. Same here.
Good riddance and so the hell on, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. That's right. So, yeah, I look forward to getting baptized tomorrow. I really do. I've been wanting to do that here as of late, and I think this would be a good turnaround for me to, you know, get baptized and, you know, and because I've been ignoring God for so long, I can't do it no more. I mean, he has been, you know, I've been getting a whooping, and I'm done. I submit.
Hallelujah. All right, my brother,
yep.
Walk in truth, walk in righteousness, serve Yah. The yoke is easy
right.
And the burden is light.
Yep. That's right, Pastor.
All right, bless you, Brother Lewis.
All right, bless you too, Pastor Dow.
Shalom.
Shalom. Yep.
I don't get this stuff. Woman leave man. So much for Christian vows, huh? Sickness and health, better off or worse, death do your part, you lying hypocrites, you bunch of stage playing, lying hypocrites. You can't believe a Christian. You can't trust a Christian. Let's go to Minnesota, 612, Brother Genius, Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Well, Pastor, I would like to first thank you for just
being a very learned man, I'm learning more and more. I knew this already, but I'm telling you, these Christians, they actually come up against a Hebrew Israelite, they don't know what hit them, honestly. I'm just saying. But I did have a question. I haven't researched this out. It's just a general question. I hear a lot of Hebrew Israelites go first day, second day, third day, and not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and stuff like that. My only comprehension is the reason that we call it first day, second day, third day is because that's what God called it.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's a good question. And the reason why is, are you listening to me very closely, my brother?
Yes, sir.
When you go and you do just a simple word study of the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all that, they are all named after pagan gods, every single one of them. And, of course, the Torah says you should not let the name of any strange gods come out of your mouth. That means you make mention of them. If we're in conversation for a teaching, something like this, like we're doing now, then it's obvious we have to bring a laser focus on what we're talking about. So that's the reason why that we say first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and Sabbath day.
Yes, sir. I actually did a study on the days of the week, and I'm like going, why would I want to give recognition to Thor?
There you go, Thor. Thursday. Yep.
Yes, sir. Well,
You're right, sir.
I appreciate it.
You're growing. You're growing in grace and knowledge.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, bless you. Bless you and the family. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
That was a good question. That is a real good question. I hope some people learn. Call number 931-931. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strip with Jude Radio Broadcast. I can help you. Boy, must have hung up, huh? Isn't that amazing? Call 931 and then they hang up on you. Well, you know me. Hey, glory to the King. Call number 318-318. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shabbat shalom. Who am I speaking with?
This is Christopher Williams from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Man, I've been down there before. I used to stomp in that area every once in a while. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's an honor and a pleasure of finally speaking to you. And I missed my chance the last time. I guess it was last Friday. I forgot. Because I was just so fired up from the many men that you was ministering and, like, the many men who was bringing their testimonies and, you know, their past experience of what they had went through. And literally, I just got to the point where I just literally missed my call. And this is my first time ever doing this, Pastor Dowell, but glory be to the Most High, and I am just truly grateful from your videos and your messages of helping me get out of my experience of what I went through, because I'm also going through a divorce as well.
Wow. Hey, let me see. Did you file for a divorce or did she file for a divorce?
Well, it's a little bit of a complicated situation, Pastor Don, and the reason why I say that is due to because everything happens for a reason, like Brother Lewis said in his early testament, and it was just meant for me to understand the pitfalls and my shortcomings as a man, period, because I was not going to be able to serve God in the state I was in because of that prideful spirit, that impulsive spirit, and also, too, I'm just going to admit to this, Pastor Dowell, that feminine spirit that's been dwelling within me for a long time, submitting to a woman, and a lot of it is just due to how I've been brought up, of being at the hip of my mother for too long.
Yeah.
And I really not learn how to handle and to take responsibility and lead as a man. Now, my father, he's in my life too, but you know, he kind of fell in that same boat of, you know, not truly teaching me, and he admits to that. But for me to go through these experiences to finally understand that and realize that, now my spiritual eyes have been waking up from God, because I've been doing things on my own, I turned my back on God and just trying to do everything with my own hands, knowing that I don't have the ability nor the power to do it. And it just got to the point where I just went down on my knees, cried. I said, God, I'm done. I'm done doing it my way. I'll finally listen to you now. And then after that, revelation after revelation after revelation. And I saw what my wife's true colors were.
Right.
And to be honest, when we got married, the marriage was already falling apart. And the reason why I say that is because she used me as a convenience. Because after I had been told from wise counselor, including my dad, not to step in into this situation, because she was my college sweetheart, broke off, found each other, she was pregnant. And me being into that foolish love, I went on ahead and decided that I was going to be the stepdaddy. And just one thing led to another, and it was just deteriorating big time, where there was infidelity. She slept with another married man. And when finances was really was going through the cracks, let's just say that she flipped on me, and we are forcefully separated, so she has to stay away.
All right, but, that's good enough, brother. I get it.
Yes, sir.
Well, just move on, walk in the newness of life, my brother.
Yes, sir. But definitely, though, it's your videos who just truly, truly helped me.
Thank you.
To get out of that, just that depressive, that feminine spirit, and finally reclaiming my manhood. And now God is truly using me what he needs me to do, and not only to be a man, but to accept responsibility and leadership and to teach others of what I have learned from you and many of the elders. And it was mind-blowing when I was going back to some of your videos and some of the research you was doing. I was like, oh, my goodness, I got a long way to go. So, but I'm seeking the truth. I'm reading the word for myself, Pastor Dial. I'm definitely following your instructions, and everything happens for a reason. I'm just truly grateful that you definitely being a part of my life, me and my father and many other men.
Well, you're welcome. Stay the course, all right?
Yes, sir, I will, Pastor Dial.
All right, my brother. Have a wonderful Shabbat. Stay tuned tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Well, it's an evil, adulterous generation. It's mixed up in it. Mixed up, messed up, the whole nine yards. All right. Texas, 713-713. This is Pastor Dial. You're on the Straight with Jude radio broadcast. I can help you there in Texas.
Yes, Pastor Dial. This is Jason Hughes in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Been listening to you for about a year or so, and wanted to say that you've been an inspiration. It's allowed me to get some meat to all the milk that I've been supplying myself with and my family with for some time, and I finally, you know, got off my behind here and reached out to Brother Gregory out here, and we're going to go over my family and myself and fellowship with them on tomorrow for Sabbath. So I just wanted to really call and say thank you for being a pillar in the community, being a pillar in the faith, giving us all a direction that we can follow.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
So right now, we're headed home. I have five of my boys with me, so I have six sons and four daughters. So we got a lot of work to do getting these young males into men and these young ladies into women of Yah. So we got some work to do, but I had a long conversation with Brother Gregory, which was uplifting, and I feel like we're headed in the right direction.
Well, glory to the King. Well, keep listening to him, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
And make sure you stay tuned in to Shabbat services and stay connected to the ministry.
That I will do, sir.
All right, my brother. Bless you.
Bless you too, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to New York. Call number 718-718. This is Pastor Dowell in the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in New York.
Hi, good evening. Is this me?
What?
Hello? Hello?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. I hope this is me. I can't hear myself, so I'm not sure. All right. Anyway, good evening, Pastor Dow.
Hello. Okay, good evening.
Sorry about that. Shabbat Shalom. I actually was just calling in because I just heard you say that there's a sister-to-sister stream also.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Yes.
Let me tell you where to go.
Yes, please.
Okay. If you go to, of course, obviously, it's the same channel that you're on right now. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/straightway.
Uh-huh.
Once you go there, you will see archived.
Okay.
All right. And then, now the sisters, they broadcast every, well, you're not used to this date, but every fifth day.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Thursday. They broadcast every
Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right, so you use the same blog talk website, because I actually found you on YouTube. And you said the fifth day on Thursday at 6. You said what time?
6 p.m.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And you can also go and download previous episodes of the particular broadcast. You can go back 3-4 years.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you for the information. I started listening to this last week. I think it was Friday, and I mean, I found you on YouTube. I found you on YouTube. I started listening to your blog talk last week on Friday. I called on the phone to listen in, and I'm blessed to hear that there's a sister's radio show also. So
yeah.
Okay.
There's also
Shabbat
services live every Saturday morning, 11 a.m.
All right. Okay, great. I was trying to get that information last week. All right, great. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for the information.
All right. Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Ohio, Sister Monica. 614-614 is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Can you hear me, Pastor Dowell?
Yes, ma'am.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you?
I am blessed. Doing well. How can I help you, sister?
Yes, sir. I was calling because I heard you talking about divorce, and you know, I was a very wicked woman. I was raised, I'm going to make this so short, raised in the Christian church, pastor's daughter. I ended up marrying somebody like my father, a wicked man, very abusive. I ended up filing for divorce. I have two beautiful children. Is there any, not necessarily hope, but do you have any wisdom to share for a woman that's, you know, seeking after Yah, that has two children, wants to raise them in Yah, but I know I can't raise them to be men, but I can, you know, teach them the commandments. So do you have any wisdom to share, sir?
Sure I do. First of all, number one, it's not your fault that you ended up in an abusive relationship. A lot of times when I make these comments, I'm talking about wicked Jezebel women who just leave their men simply because they can't go out and want to do the things in the world. They would rather do that rather than serving Yah. So abuse is covered in Torah, and that is grounds and rules for separation or divorce. What I would suggest is that you're up in the Ohio area. There are a bunch of saints that are living in that area. You should call the dining hall, the number behind me, and see if you can actually get into fellowship with one of those people so you can get strengthened so you can your family can get strengthened, so y'all can actually be around the right people. There's a lot of strong men that are up there in Ohio, and there are a lot of home fellowships that are up there that are listening to this broadcast that will probably be more than happy and more glad to have you part of their fellowship.
Yes, sir. I did my first one. It was amazing, and I plan on coming to the land next month. So I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong in my divorce, sir.
No, you're not wrong, especially if you were abused. The Torah covers that. Covers that greatly. So, no, you would be clear in the eyes of the Most High Yah.
Yes, sir. And he did, you know, commit adultery as well. And he was, you know, he still to this day tried to turn my sons into Muslims, but I was like, no, we're going to.
Did he?
You know, and at the time,
okay, let's go over that for a second. Did he, when he committed adultery, did he have sex with another man's wife?
Many, many.
Boy, that is bad. Sister, you are free.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is all I have, and I look forward to your teachings tomorrow, and thank you for everything.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Man, we catch a man around straightway fooling with somebody else's wife. I wouldn't doubt if we don't hang your ass up by your toes. I'm serious. Or either beat the hell out of you. One or two, something's going to happen. You better hope and run to the world for what you call justice, because that crap happened around here, we got something for you. I promise you, we got something for you. Let's go to Utah. Call number 810-810. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Lewis.
Shabbat Shalom, Good Shepherd.
Shabbat Shalom. You ain't on no speakerphone, are you?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm actually standing outside, and it's pretty quiet out here, so I'm hoping you can hear me clearly.
I can hear you a little bit. Put your mouth closer to the mic, and then go ahead and talk, my brother.
Okay, how about now, sir?
There you go. Go ahead.
All right. I just have two quick questions. One of them is I was looking at a whole lot of your old videos in the archives. And I also heard you mention that a lot of people are not ready to debate a Christian on John 3:16.
Right.
So I was wondering if in your archives, do you have any videos on John 3:16? Because that's very interesting, and they always run to that one.
I don't know, bro, Lewis, because I've been doing, I've talked about so much things. I don't know if I have anything in particular up there.
Okay, I'll just keep looking.
All right, my brother.
My second question is it lawful to ride a bike on the Sabbath?
Where are you going?
Just up and down the street, just riding a bike, getting some good air. I mean, nowhere too far. No, I'm not trying to do a marathon. Just around the neighborhood.
You know, I never even thought about that before. Never even thought about that before. I don't have an answer at this time. I really, truly don't, because I know that they didn't have bicycles when the Sabbath was created.
Right.
Give me some time to meditate on this and think on this one, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I mean, because I can see. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir. Oh, well, I was going to say, I'll just continue to honor the Sabbath and just not load my bike so I get some clarity for some more information.
Well, a lot of people can go a thousand different ways. They'll talk about not doing thy own pleasure on thy holy day. But then the same people that say that would actually go for leisurely walks on the Sabbath, if you understand what I mean.
Right. Yes,
so I don't. Let me think on that for a while, all right?
Yes, sir. That's all I have, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Indiana, call number 317-317. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, no, I'm just Brother Lee. I introduced myself on Marco Polo not too long ago. I'm just trying to get my name out there. You know what I mean? Like, I really follow you. I really I really do appreciate the truth that you're giving us, and it's cutting deep, and it's making me a better man, and I do appreciate it. So, like I said, I'm Brother Lee. I know you, I like following you. I know Brother Dan. I know you know Brother Dan in Indianapolis. So, just trying to get my name out there. I'm new to the ministry. I plan on following for life.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
All right. Appreciate it, Pastor Bell.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom. Tennessee, 931, 931. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Servant Jude radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor Dow. This is Daniel Vanstein. I actually work with Brother Chase. I'm actually a crew leader for him.
Yes.
I wanted to just make myself known to the ministry. Me and Brother Chase has done some prayers together and et cetera. I used to be a Christian. And while I actually used to be non-denominational, went to several different types of churches trying to find a true religion, but I actually found the faith and the family. So I just wanted to make myself known to the ministry now and let y'all know that and I'm here. I've been and following the laws, haven't been no pork, been pork-free for quite like over a month. And ate no shellfish, and I used to love blue crab, got rid of that. And me and Brother Chase got a prayer like last week, and I had like sciatic nerve damage from a wreck that occurred back in 2017, and they told me I would never get the feeling like perfect back in my legs. That would be a tingling and burning. And we done that prayer. I haven't had no problems out of my sciatic nerve. The swelling, a knot came down off my back from it. So I wanted to thank you for fathering this faith and Chase being part of it and actually helping me out. And me and Chase kind of like, hey, was a spontaneous type thing that we met. So I'm proud of that. And I've been following the faith and wanted to make myself known to the ministry.
Well, bless you, my brother. Glory to the King. Stay connected, okay? Glad
to
most of y'all have mercy on you.
Yes, sir. I would love to get out to the land sometime too and help y'all with the building and that's going on with the tabernacle and stuff too. So we're gonna try getting that worked out. Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. All right.
Shabbat. I'm kind of tongue tied right now.
That's all right. Nervous, but,
Shabbat shalom. Bye.
All right, glory to the King. Well, glory to the King. That's it for tonight. Bless you all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua. I know there's a restricted number in here, but we don't answer restricted phone calls, all right? We just truthful people. We are confidential about your information, especially your phone number or stuff like that, so must not be important. If it's important, contact us by way of the dining hall. Hope y'all have a wonderful Sabbath. See y'all Shabbat morning. Shabbat Shalom, King coming.